Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And we got something a little different again today. I wanted to pull some of my older wines that I had about a year or two ago that was kind of aging to a point that needed to actually be drunk like right now. And this one that I came out with is a Spanish wine with a different grape that you normally don't hear. So what we're having today is a Valdecuelas Verdejo. The wine is Verdejo. So when you're looking at the Verdejo grape, the Verdejo grape, it's a white wine coming out of Spain. And it's from the Rueda Appalachian region of Spain. So if you see where I'm showing you now, this is a region of Rueda. That's the area that is actually coming from. So I wanted to get something a little different. I remember when I was going shopping and I was saying, this is a different little white wine, so I'll be able to have that during the summer and start drinking up some stuff. And this one came out and, you know, it kind of got lost in between a lot of other wines that I was doing. So this was a good opportunity to grab it out. So what is this Rueda wine? It's yellow green, kind of green apples, like nice vivid tones. This is what they're saying. Stone fruit like a peach and apricot. Fennel depth dominated and very aromatic. And in the mouth, it has a very smooth balance, persistent and long acidity. So that's what they're saying. But kind of get a different feel for it because I had it at your regular room temperature, slightly chilled, and then I had it chilled. I will say I like it a little more chill because it's a little more vibrant when it's chilled as opposed to done in a cool fashion, a slightly cool fashion. I like it when it's chilled. It gives me a lot more vibrant feel to it. So let's get the kind of aromas that we're going to get pulling off of here real quick. See the little yellowish, almost straw color as well. Not bad though. Not bad at all. So let's get a taste of this. I mean, a whiff. Let's smell the aroma. So I don't like it. And I don't want to say I don't like it, but it's not becoming. It's not getting me to approach it. You know, there's some wines that really presents itself to you in a very floral, inviting way. This isn't as inviting. Now, if the wine has kind of gone bad, then that's what I'm getting. But I don't think it has. And this is a 2013, so we were looking at a 6-year white wine. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm getting out. So you're getting some stone, pretty much flat stone aromas. No really flavors. I'm not getting any of that peachy melon or apricot out of that. Not really. If it is, it's like a it's not good, put it that way. It's not good. So let's taste what we have. So not much out of it. I'm really not getting a lot. And they're saying very smooth, balanced. No, I'm not getting that. So I will tell you, and I'm going to look for a more current date. If I had this a little late in the season for it, it may have lost a lot of what the descriptions and everything is. But this is a 2013. I want to put it out there. It's a 2013. This is 6 years old. So a Suffolk kind of looking at it in this way, I'm going to try to find another Verdejo so I can say I can compare a current one and then I'm going to compare this one right here. But I have to say I'm not pleased with this. I'm not getting any flavors from it. When I drank it earlier, it was a little more vibrant, but it wasn't really anything that I was enjoying. So let's give them an opportunity again. And I always like to do that at times, especially when it's dated as long as this one is. So this is the Val de Cuevas de Dejo 2013 from the Rueda region. So see you next time on Urban Wine Life. And I promise you, I'll find us another wine and we can make the comparison, and I'll pull up this one to reference why I did the new one. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.